What up, Earth Signs, and welcome to your February mid-monthly horoscope. So this is for Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. Again, please check your sun, moon, and rising for the full scope. But I'm going to be getting right into it. This is for now until the end of February for Taurus, Virgo. So I don't know if you guys know that song, but it's like, there'll be girls across the nation that'll eat this up. Babe, I know that it's just over, could you bottle it up? So I feel like some of you guys are realizing that you cannot bottle up your emotions anymore. And that's actually what's helping you to transcend into a new cycle where if you were feeling confused, if you were feeling cluttered, if you were feeling disrupted within your peace, you're going to start to realize that a lot of what you feel is delayed emotions. And I talked about this also in the air signs podcast. So maybe you guys have air sign placements, but it's like in 121 on the clock. So that's a very significant message where if you have been feeling like nostalgic or you start to feel nostalgic, it's mainly because there are things that you didn't really allow yourself to sit through that now you're having a chance to actually sit through. If you hear me taking little breaths, because my the weather has been shifting and changing where I'm at, so it goes from really cold to then really hot, and that really triggers my asthma. So, but I really felt called to do the readings now because we're about to be out of the mid-month. So, yeah, just a little debriefing there. Maybe you guys may feel called to explain yourself a lot too, because I don't know, I just started getting that vibe when I connected to you guys of just trying to overly compensate for your emotions. And maybe the divine is trying to come through and say, look, just do what makes you happy. Just focus on what makes you happy. Just focus on what makes you feel grounded. Don't try to analyze how other people or other energies feel about how you're going about your evolution at this time, because you may be telling yourself, I shouldn't do this, I shouldn't do that. There's a lot of nitpicking yourself and trying to do what's right and trying to be overly self-righteous, but that's not a good time to be doing this, because you're already very thoughtful when it comes to other people and their emotions. And now is a time to be thoughtful to yourself. Now is a time to think about what would actually make you feel emotionally fulfilled. What would make you feel less confused? What would you need to happen in order for you to come out of this cycle? And the more that you can set your intentions in place, look, I just pulled 3-7, so 777. A lot of you, luck is turning in your favor, especially the more that you accept the truth about your soul. Because you've been in this cycle of karma that some of you have been avoiding a cycle of karma, which is just having to do with your emotions. You've been trying to be overly positive, overly ambitious, but there is like this period of healing and transformation that you just cannot overlook. It's not something that you can skip. So if things have recently shifted and changed in your life, it's mainly because of the fact that the divine is trying to highlight to you problem areas before you actually manifest your dreams and your destiny. So make sure that you're not rushing yourself, because you are destined for success. A lot of you are destined to have lots of money, fame, and wealth for whatever it is that you're good at. But some of you are like, how? I don't even know where to start. That's the problem. You have so many things to cycle through, to work through. So you're going to be pushed into this day at a time mentality where your circumstances are going to push you into needing to ground, needing to meditate more, needing to rest more, needing to take it slower. And it's actually the more that you cherish this time and look at it in that way, instead of looking at it as, oh my gosh, I'm experiencing all of these delays, or life feels so slow, or I'm never satisfied with this area of my life. You need to start thinking about how you're going to be satisfied, instead of saying I'm never having this, never having that. So there's a lot of lack mentality, lack mindset that you're going to be exposed to that's still kind of trickling around. Some of you need help with closure, or you need help with finances or something like that, it's coming over the next few months. So if you've been like, how am I going to take care of this situation? How am I going to get this under control? The divine is saying, I already have a plan for you. That's not even what we want you to think about. We just want you to think about how you're going to feel when you get past this phase and what has led you to this phase. So it's okay to find yourself sometimes dwelling on how you ended up in certain situations. Like, oh my God, I can't believe I was dealing with that. I can't believe how hard my life was and I didn't realize it. A lot of you are going to be realizing how challenging it was for you to get through the last year, because I feel you just power driving through a lot of stuff. And I don't feel it being horrible. I just feel like you were lying to yourself about how happy you were. So a lot of that is going to be catching up to you, where anywhere where you were like, oh, this is fine, this is okay, you're going to find in February from now to the end of the month, like, no, it's not okay. This is actually not okay. I'm actually not cool with this. And the divine is saying, yes, that's what we need. That's actually your lesson. That's actually the first step to you cultivating union within yourself and harmony within your outside world. You're meant to also figure things out with somebody who you're meant to marry down the line. That's a very specific message for some of you. But again, if you feel like you know that you will never feel the same way about somebody, you need to be honest about that, because maybe it's that they're hoping that you guys reconcile or get back together. And you need to make it very clear that that's not where your focus is. So it's like, it's a mixture of both messages there, where I feel like maybe there's someone who wants you to marry them or wants you to be committed to them, but they are showing other signs otherwise. They show inconsistency, they show lack mentality, they make you feel lack whenever you're around them. You need to be honest that you see through certain bullshit. So don't try to play nice with people when you know they're not being genuine with you. Because a lot of you guys like to sit on stuff and talk amongst them with friends or, you know, with yourself or with the universe, but you never actually confront the person due to you sometimes fearing confrontation and feeling like people should just have common sense. Not a lot of people think like you. And sometimes you need to teach people how to see a better, more mature perspective by being the lesson for them, by actually teaching them the lesson through letting them know what they did to you instead of just expecting people to figure things out. So if you feel like you want to ghost somebody or just not speak to somebody, you need to be honest about why, so that they know why, okay? Because I feel some of you may be feeling drawn to being petty with people. Don't do that. Always end things on a balanced, mature level. Because when you end things with people abruptly or you don't tell them why, all of their negative energy projects back onto you. Whereas if you were to just handle it the right way, you'll be able to not only enlighten them, but end things with a fresh perspective, without it being so heavy, without it being so angry, you know? Because I do feel you guys ending things with certain people or jobs or situations, and you'll need to really think about how you want to approach it if you haven't already. But if you have, the divine is saying, how do you feel about you ending things, or how do you feel about what you said? Do you feel like you could clarify certain things? It's okay to go back whenever you feel like you need to clarify something. I'm a Gemini, so I'm really big on that. If I feel like I could have said something better, I just say something better, because it's true. Like, communication karma is real. People don't think that the things that they do or don't say to people affect them, but it actually does. Holding secrets gives you bad karma. Never saying what you wanted to say blocks your throat chakra, then blocks your purpose, then blocks your good karma from coming. You see where I'm going with this? So it's kind of like you guys are going to start putting that together, where whenever you speak your mind or whenever you open up about something, even if it's just in a therapeutic sense, the more you feel better. And because you've been so focused on healing yourself and doing things righteously, you maybe have been accumulating some negative karma because you've been taking on someone else's energy or taking on what they need to learn. Sometimes people need to learn tough lessons of karma through you setting boundaries, through you being honest about what you need out of them. And just you being honest about what you need out of yourself, for my people who are not dealing with any situation like this, it's just mainly about you setting boundaries with the universe about what you need. The universe is like, talk to me. Talk to me. Tell me what you didn't like about the last year. It's okay to feel upset about it, but we need to have a meeting. We need to have a conversation. So once you have this little meeting and conversation with the universe, you're going to feel a lot better. You're going to be like, okay, I think I can finally stop obsessing over this, or stop being addicted to this problem or this issue. Because you may have found yourself like in an obsessive mentality, like, if I'm ever going to get this under control, 1:31 on the clock, yes, you're going to get everything under control, okay? Within the next 5 weeks to months, you just have to believe in your process. And you need to believe that you're taken care of during this time, because there's definitely an energy of you, I don't know why I'm hearing the word ramsacking. Somebody was ramsacking some of your emotions. I forgot what ramsacking means. I think that means like rummaging through your stuff. So it was almost like somebody was in your energy fields manipulating how you should feel, trampling over your emotions, not really being gentle with them in the way that you were. So some of you are going to crack. Okay, like if you've been trying to play Mr. Nice Guy, Mrs. Nice Guy, Mrs. Nice Day, it's going to be very scary for the person on the receiving end, because it's like overnight, it's like day and night, like a switch where you were taking one approach and then all of a sudden you're taking a new approach. And it's like, this could even be towards your ego if you're not dealing with another person, where one night you're like a little submissive to your emotions, and then the next day you're like, no, like, I'm gonna defeat this evil emotion, I'm no longer gonna feel this way. The divine is saying that's natural to your process. It's kind of like you have to figure out your battle stance as you evolve into a higher vibration, as you evolve into a higher frequency. It's like you're gonna have to figure out how you want to come at this. So I feel you trying out different strategies or different ways of coping, and then eventually something sticks, okay? Also, make sure you're resting, make sure you're hydrating, make sure you're not overindulging in negative things like drinking, smoking too much, just because it's just a lot of indulgent energies that may creep in on you, because you may start to feel like, oh, I'm feeling myself a little bit. Okay, I guess I can do this. Because sometimes, like, I know for me, like, sometimes when I feel like, it's weird, like, sometimes when I feel like my life is already either coming together really well or falling apart, I start to feel like maybe I could just dabble in the shit that I used to do, you know? But you have to realize that that's a trauma response, and you have to realize that that's just coming out of a place of comfortability. So anytime that you find yourself like, maybe I can double back on this behavior, no. Push yourself to level up, and that's how you're actually going to manifest more. So I feel you being tested with some triggers here and there, with old behaviors that you used to indulge in. But then again, I feel you being able to close out this cycle. I don't feel like it's going to be hard for you, because you've been through this drill so many times. Like, a lot of you, like, this is like your third time taking the test. So, hey, I've taken the test like 10 times, all right? So I know what the self-sabotage test looks like now, where when I felt like, it was funny because I was ordering from this place and they had alcohol, beers to go. And I just, like, you know, if y'all seen that meme, it was like, I was like, nah, I can't do this. And it was so cool, because I never, like, usually I always make excuses for myself, but because I have been through that test so many times, I just, it was easy for me to elevate and just be like, I know exactly where that's going to lead me. So I feel you guys ending the month there where you're like, you know what? I know better. I've been through this way too many times, so I'm not going to do this. And then that's going to catapult you into the next lesson and the next blessing, okay? Peace out. Hope this helped you.